There once was a time, and there once was a place. And this place, it was a great meadow by the side of an old forest of the darkest green, with the tallest trees which lay around the flanks of a great soaring mountain, like a royal cloak. In this meadow there lived a woman in a house that was golden and warm, bright and airy, snug and cozy, and just decorated enough with loving touches to make this house into a home. The meadow was beautiful, as was the valley beyond. So was the great forest and the mountains. The air was bright and clear, just as bright and clear as the fresh brook which ran from the springs high up above, and always the skies were radiant, in dusk or dawn, in rain or snow, in highest summer sun, and just the same when diamond stars were whirling up ahead. And yet, and even though she lived within this blessed land, the woman was unhappy, for she was lonely, and she wished for nothing more than to have company, to have a child to care for, and to call her own, that she might have a reason in the mornings to arise and someone to whom she could sing songs and tell the ancient children's tale. Night after night, and day after day, she would cry and weep and pray for a child to come to her, for a miracle to happen. And after many years of crying and of praying, it was by chance that a most radiant being passed that way and heard her distant cries. The radiant being came swooping closer, in long drawn-out spirals, closing in and down until at last it did emerge upon the meadow just behind the house where once again the woman laid and cried and prayed. The radiant being made itself known, and the woman was most astonished, but also most delighted, for everyone who cries and prays deep in their hearts of heart do hope that such a thing will happen, that a radiant one will come, for else what would the purpose be? The woman started to tell the radiant one in a great flood of words and of gestures, of expressions, about her plea, but of course there was no need for that at all, and the radiant being made a slow motion which silenced the woman instantly. Then it spoke to her, right deep into her mind, and it told her that it was on a far mission to find those who would take care of a star child for a time, whilst that star child was still small and needed just such care, but that there were certain conditions that would have to be observed. The woman was overjoyed and cried out immediately, oh yes, I'll do whatever it takes, whatever you want. I will be a perfect mother to that star child, whatever the conditions, I say yes. The radiant being understood that the woman's need was great after all those years of crying and of praying, and it was very kind but firm, and it told her that the conditions were important, and that no star child could be given to a home without it being absolutely understood what was to happen, and agreed upon by everyone in every way. The woman nodded. And even though she was full of dancing impatience, she understood that the radiant one thought this to be important, and that no star child would be had unless she listened, and so she did, but only just with half an ear, as the radiant one explained the child would be with her only for a certain time, and that she must be prepared to give it up when this should be called upon to do. Of course, I'll do everything I can to be the best, the very best mother any star child ever had, the woman cried. And then she held her breath for fear the radiant one might change their mind. But they did not. The radiant one told her to prepare a room, a bed, and told the woman that when the day after the next would come to show the first of the night stars close to the horizon, it would return and bring the star child for her caretaking. Oh, thank you, the woman cried. But even before the first thank you had faded away, the radiant being had swept upwards, outwards, and was no longer to be seen. The woman scrubbed and cooked and cleaned and prepared, and she was so full of excitement that she could not sleep at all. and the afternoon of the second day seemed to take a dozen lifetimes as the sun crept slowly across the sky, and finally it disappeared in gold-red glow behind the mountains, and the night came, velvet and purple, and there was the first star twinkling bright. As the woman watched the star, she saw that it grew brighter, and then brighter still, and there was the radiant being swooping in and down, and in their arms they carried a small child of such beauty and such glory as you have never seen. The woman wept like never had she wept when the radiant being placed the child into her waiting arms. But this was not the usual noisy crying that the woman had been practicing for all these years. Instead, these were river tears of joy and gratitude and admiration as she beheld the star child in her arms. It was perfect, alive, and radiant with light, and this was a light that touched the woman's heart in the most strangest of all ways, and it touched her soul, and touched her mind, and all her body, all her being, like a song. And then there were no longer any tears, just joy and gratitude in radiant glory, as the woman looked up to see the radiant being there, and she thanked it with all her everything for having been given this, the greatest gift of all.